This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 18th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Nearly $1 billion for water infrastructure, raw milk linked to E. coli, and Trump and Xi reschedule meeting. The U.S. Department of the Interior announced yesterday that it will invest $889 million in water infrastructure projects across the western United States, funding made available through President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The funding, administered through the Bureau of Reclamation, will support improvements to water conveyance systems, storage capacity, aging infrastructure, serving communities and agriculture producers across the West. The projects will be funded in California, Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. California to receive the largest share of the funding at $540 million for projects serving farms and communities in the Central Valley. Major allocations include $235 million for the Delta Mendota Canal, $200 million for subsidence repairs along the Fryett-Kern Canal, $50 million for the St. Louis Canal, and $15 million for upgrades at the Tehama-Calusa Canal Authority pumping plant. The announcement also includes $40 million for planning and pre-construction work tied to raising Shasta Dam. Agriculture groups welcoming the announcement, emphasizing the importance of reliable water infrastructure for farm operations. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia said, "Farmers in California's Central Valley are grateful for the much-needed investment in economic sustainability, noting the funds will address deficiencies in key canal systems relied upon by growers." Westlands Water District also praises the investment, saying the funding for the Shasta Dam enlargement project represents, quote, "an important step toward advancing a long-overdue investment in water supply reliability." Westlands General Manager Allison Febo said expanding storage capacity would help California better capture water during wet years to use during droughts, supporting farmland and rural communities. The broader legislation provides $1 billion through 2034 to modernize western water conveyance systems and expands surface water storage. Federal health officials are investigating a multi-state outbreak of E. coli infections. It's linked to raw milk cheddar cheese that has sickened at least 7 people in 3 states. That's according to the Department of Agriculture. The illnesses were reported in California, Florida, and Texas between September 2025 and mid-February this year. 5 of the cases occurred in California, 1 each in Florida and Texas. More than half of those infected were children ages 3 or younger. 2 parents were hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. Investigators say the outbreak is likely linked to raw farm brand cheddar cheese made by California-based Raw Farm. Interviews with 3 patients found that all reported consuming the cheese prior to becoming ill, and genetic analysis showed the E. coli strains infecting the patients were very closely related, indicating a common source. The FDA has recommended the company voluntarily remove its raw cheddar products from the market. Raw Farm has declined to issue a recall, saying testing has not detected E. coli in its products and disputing the agency's finding. President Donald Trump told reporters yesterday that the U.S. and China are rescheduling a planned meeting between the two leaders. President Trump said, "We're resetting the meeting. It looks like it'll take place in about 5 weeks. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping were scheduled to meet at the end of the month, but earlier this week, Trump said he had asked to delay the meeting so that he could focus on the Iran conflict. Soybean prices dropped more than 70 cents on Monday on news that the meeting would be delayed. Trump added yesterday, "We're working with China. They were fine with it." Trump isn't the only one planning a China trip. Brazil's Valor International reported yesterday Brazilian officials will travel to the country next week to negotiate processes for soybean inspections. China's been complaining of weeds in the Brazilian soybean cargoes they're receiving. Ag Minister Carlos Favaro told reporters last week, prompting the Brazilian government to tighten cargo inspections. As a result, Brazilian soybean exports have slowed. 22 ships were held up, that according to Valor. You can read more about the U.S.-China trade frictions in the latest AgriPulse newsletter. It's out today. Chinese authorities have increasingly been rejecting more food and agriculture imports at the border. Other stories to look at include the rising cost of fertilizer, challenges with staffing at USDA county offices, and the impact of the Iran war on fuel prices. 4 out of 5 Americans blame social media for false or misleading health and science information, but 3 out of 4 say they have shared health and science articles with someone else based solely on the headline, according to a new poll. A news release from the Harris poll said, quote, despite these challenges, the data confirms the need for innovation to improve lives, with the majority of Americans across the political spectrum representing scientists and agreeing rigorous science is necessary for continued human progress. It's a rare bipartisan consensus in a divided world, according to the news release from Harris. Health and science misinformation, quote, could be affecting trust in credible sources like doctors and scientists, particularly among young adults, the release says. Most adults in the 18 to 34 category, 51%, rely on social media as their primary source of science and health information, and nearly 1 in 5 distrust doctors. That's at 16%. They distrust scientists at a rate of 20%. That is sources of information on health and science. The poll, sponsored by Bayer. United Farm Workers Union will not be taking part of any Cesar Chavez Day activities this year as it investigates allegations of sexual misconduct against the famous labor leader. Recent allegations have suggested that Chavez, well-known farm worker activist who died in 1993, quote, engaged in inappropriate sexual behavior with women and minors during his time as president of the United Farm Workers of America. That's according to the Cesar Chavez Foundation. Yesterday, the UFW Union, which Chavez co-founded, issued a statement announcing that it would not be participating in any activities for Chavez on March 31st, a federal commemorative holiday. UFW statement said that the organization, quote, has not received any direct reports and does not, quote, have any firsthand knowledge of the allegations. However, it said the allegations were serious enough so that we feel compelled to take the urgent steps to learn more and provide space for people who may have been victimized to support and share their stories, if that's what they choose. These allegations have been profoundly shocking, the UFW statement said. We need some time to get this right, including to ensure robust trauma-informed services are available to those who may need it. Here's today's final word. These policies are raising the cost of numerous consumer goods, including coffee. Coffee, which is essentially not produced at all in the United States, subject to tariffs in April of 2025. That's the word of Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, in a letter to Tim Cofer, CEO of Keurig, and Dr. Pepper, Mark Smucker, CEO of J.M. Smucker Company. They make Folgers, Dunkin', and Cafe Bustelo, seeking information on how the Trump administration's tariffs have, quote, driven up coffee prices and hit families' pocketbooks. That's according to a release from her office. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 18th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.